it's like he doesn't hear a word I say. His mind is somewhere far away, and I don't know how to get there. It's like all he wants is to chill out. Makes me wanna pull all my hair out, like he doesn't even care. You, me, we're face to face, but we don't see eye to eye. Like fire and rain, you can turn me insane.
From the heart of Broadway, here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, we're ranking your favorite high school musical movies.
No.
Here on Podzilla 1985, my name is Casey Kasem, and I'm dead.
I just realized Dalton's going to get really mad about this.
Oh, is this the Thursday show?
This is the Thursday show. Why is Dalton going to get mad?
Fuck Dalton. Because
they're Disney original movies.
No, he does like those
Well,
too.
He probably hasn't watched a bunch of them because he's probably too scared to. She was from the 21st century.
So. He hasn't watched a bunch of them because they're not on YouTube.
He probably will not watch Don't Look Under the Bed.
I don't remember that one either.
It was about the boogeyman.
Well, we know for a fact he won't watch Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah, that is accurate.
Pussy. All right. Welcome to the show. It's a Podzilla After Dark, 1985 AD. My name is Shannon Young. I'm hosting tonight. With me, of course, Jesse Kimball.
I wish I had half the energy you're putting into the mic right now, but I don't got it.
It's fake.
I can't even fake it.
I know. Well, that's how good I am at my job, is that like... I could fake enthusiasm like no other.
Because I thought about like hitting you with like the shock DJ, the shock radio DJ thing, like the back and forth. But I was like, I can't.
To follow
I can't
up the Casey Kasem joke?
Yeah, I cannot muster that energy.
Cody, you might remember Casey Kasem from his part in Ghost. Oh, wait. No, you won't get that reference.
I forgot. He did have a part in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Allie, please sharpen that pencil.
Lindsay Wolfgang's also here with us.
Hi.
And, of course, the big A, Allie Hebert.
Hi.
Mm-mm. Say it. Say the line, Bart.
I'm not Dalton.
Say the line, Bart.
No.
That's close. You want to trade that? You want to trade that in for a Y?
No.
All right. We're gonna talk about some fun things here tonight. Last week, we talked about the top 100, I think it was top 100 80s movies, and we saw which we went over which ones we've seen.
Yes.
Tonight, we're doing the top 100 greatest movies of the 90s.
Yay.
Allie's going to get a chance at redemption. Maybe she knows one or two of these.
Hey, she knew one or two of the 80s ones. I'm giving her at least 10 of the 90s ones.
You know what? I think Allie's a great girl.
Where are you going with this?
I'm going to give her...
He just wanted to compliment you.
Yeah, that's
no,
it.
No compliments start with, you know, she's a good girl.
That's not true.
That's basically the bless your heart.
A lot of my friends are black. So I can't be racist. A lot of my friends are black. Right?
Honestly, it would have been funny if you just left a lot of my friends are black. Like
I just left it at that.
Yeah. Just as another, like you're just throwing that information out there. Like Allie's a good girl, just throwing that information.
I drive what does he say? I drive a what? Is it a Prius?
Oh. Maybe.
Somebody help me out. Somebody, Hunter right now is like banging his head against the wall and Dalton's on the other side stroking the wall saying, please love me.
When did Dalton take that role?
Well, since they became friends at job.
Oh, fair enough.
Job can't mention. me good. So, Allie laid out the challenge to me to see if I know any Disney Channel movies, if I've seen them.
Because Allie can smoke Shannon at this is what my understanding is.
It would be so funny if like I just had a wealth of knowledge about Disney Channel movies and she didn't know it. Like if I'd watched them all on the DL.
Honestly,
that would
like
be hilarious.
If this conversation had happened like this morning and you'd had all day to prepare.
I could just watch them all.
I wouldn't have. I don't think you would have watched them. I think you would have just internet researched them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because otherwise it would have been Disney Channel. If they're on YouTube, Disney movies at 2.5 speed or whatever. I got the gist of it.
Yeah, no, they're not complicated enough that you need to watch them at.
You're saying they're
speed.
Not known for their plot?
No, I mean they're enjoyable. The plot's good, but it's not deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's shallow all the way across.
But it's entertaining, and they generally have decent soundtracks.
That's true.
Today, Lindsay and I and our roommate, Jack McNeil, Robert Marler, same person, we went and looked at a house.
No, I heard Robert Marler died.
He did pass away. The ghost of Robert Marler inhabits Jack McNeil.
Oh, okay. So that's how they're the same person.
Carry on. The ghost got him pregnant.
And wait a minute.
We went to go look at a house today. We're excited to possibly move and possibly have a new studio to record in as well. Maybe. We'll see. You can hear all about the adventures and a possible scam on the pre-show, which you can get for just $1 per month at patreon.com/podzilla1985. And to our patrons who already subscribed to us, thank you guys so much. We love you so much. Yes. And yes.
And I'm really excited about this house. Like, I want them to get it so that I can go there because, fun fact, if any of you have been listening for a long time, you might remember the powers that be Kevin Schenkelberg. this is his childhood home.
Yeah.
Coincidence.
I went to high school with Kevin. I spent a lot of time in that house.
So it'll be like coming home for you.
A little bit. Yeah. Because this was, I actually, in the summer between senior year in high school and freshman year in college, I spent more time in Kevin's house than I did mine. Easily. Because it would be one of those things, like, I would get off work and I would call Kevin. I'm like, hey, man, what you doing? I'm just hanging out. What are you doing? I'm on my way to your place. That conversation happened. Kevin's going to send me a text message like, you goddamn right it happened.
Do you remember the days when you would go like call your friend and be like, hey, what are you doing? And then just be like, I'm coming over, and you guys would hang out. Boy, that never happens anymore, does it? Now we all have centralized places that we go to that we can hang out mutually. Like the store. The store is like our hub. But nobody goes to each other's house anymore. Ace might come over to your house sometimes.
Yeah. Ace is over at my house pretty regularly.
We don't have room in our house.
And we're never invited to.
I invite you guys to my house frequently.
I'm lazy, Jesse. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I'm just saying. Don't tell me. Don't try to spread lies that no one invites you anywhere. At no fewer than once a month do I invite you to my home, all three of you.
Even Allie?
Even Allie, especially Allie, I will say.
Oh, she smirked. She's smirking pretty hard.
I mean, she's on the Facebook list when I make the events.
Also, again, I don't know if you guys heard the show on Tuesday, or maybe it was Wednesday. Maybe it was both. But Allie did get a new hairstyle. I want to take a moment so you guys can listen in on that real quick.
This bit again?
How does one listen to one's hair?
He did it on the pre-show yesterday.
Oh, was it the pre-show?
Yeah.
He also... did it on Tuesday because that's the day I got my hair cut.
I think so. I like that bit.
Her hair looks very nice.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel. Also, so earlier today, Allie, it was right before she got here, she messaged me and she said she was going to go drive by the new house to look at it because she couldn't go with us this morning. And I said, okay, cool. I love you. Fist me, baby. And she replied, nope, I love you first. And
I wasn't reading. I was also, like, actively, because I also stopped by my parents' house, I was actively digging through their mess of mail to see if anything for me came in.
And it did. You scored $40.
Yep.
Good for you.
My grandma.
I was going to post it on Facebook. I said I was going to post it on your wall. And Calvin was like, you probably shouldn't do that. Don't our parents have you on their wall? I'm like, they're going to have to learn about Allie fisting people someday.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's a thing that's...
Is that why you... Never mind. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Not going to make that joke. You know, I wish I found $40 and I looked through my mail at my mom's house. It's all just ads, bills, and mostly it's Cape Honda. They really want me to buy another car from them.
We miss you, Jesse. We assumed that car would have broken down by now. Come buy another one.
I bought a car from Cape Honda in 2008. And that's the only interaction that I've ever had from Cape Honda.
Was it your old car?
The Focus. Yeah.
And they're still calling, hitting you up for money?
Monthly at least.
Wow.
Inviting me out to like events they're hosting and all this other shit. Like
Cape Honda thirsty.
Cape Honda really wants me back.
Someone needs to get them some water.
And in fairness, like I almost went Honda over Nissan in my most recent car, but I just hate the new CRVs. I think they are butt.
Well, as a man that drives a 2009 Chevy Cobalt, let me extend to you my my opinion that I would appreciate any car other than the one that I currently have.
Seriously.
About to say, on the bright side, though, like my car payment is significantly higher than yours, and I'm not jealous of that.
And yet...
Yeah, we don't want to pay it because the car is a piece of garbage.
Like have we had the car long? A year and a half?
Yeah.
Because it was right after you had the accident, and that was right before we moved to the new apartment. So it's been 2 years. And in those 2 years of paying on it, I still owe like $4,000. And I'm like, holy shit. this car's this cheap fucking piece of shit car's never gonna get paid. If you guys ever think about going, hey, I'm gonna get me a car in Cape Girardeau, and you want to go over to SEMO Motors, don't. And if you do go, make sure you take that KY jelly with you, because they're gonna shove it up your ass.
I keep telling you, like,
go to a dealership.
Well, on top of that, just bring me with you.
You oh, so to be fair, that day, legitimately, we had to get a car ASAP because
I smashed the other one,
and you were working in Perryville,
mm-hmm.
So we had to get a car, and you were at work. Everybody was at work, so I think it was just me and Allie drove around because, you know, didn't have a car, had to have someone guide me.
Drove around, and I'm pretty sure I had to get to work at some point that day.
So I was on a time limit of trying to find a car, and we got that, and it was regrettable. It was regrettable.
I mean, it wasn't at first.
No, the first week was great. That first
week
was a dream.
And then I hit the brick on the interstate with it and smashed the transmission pan.
Yeah, but I don't think that led to as many problems as you think. Because that car had problems. Like, that car, when I bought it, I think pretty sure after I bought it, they told me that sometimes when you start it, it just makes this rattling noise. We don't know what that is. I should have went, well, then I would like you to please tear that check up. Because I no longer wish to purchase this car. Yeah. But I needed a car, and I took it.
Used car dealerships are straight up a scam.
Yeah.
Like, unless you happen to know, like, someone there, like, very personally. I don't mean, like, he's a friend of a friend on Facebook. I mean, like, know this person, like, went to school with this individual level of trust.
Right.
Buying used car lots, outright scam.
Also, mechanics are scammers. Also, places like AutoZone and Plaza Tire are scammers. That's why I only trust one person when it comes to my car for an opinion, and that is Mike Spees. So, Mr. Spees, if you're listening, my hat off to you, because you've helped me more than anyone else has. What are you eating? Are you eating mints?
I'm eating a peppermint patty.
Are you eating a peppermint patty on the show?
Yeah.
Jesse, what are the rules?
No, I'm not Asa.
Fine.
I mean, I know, because I know, I think I know the bit, like, no food
I'm
on the show.
I'm not munching on potato chips. That was last week.
Yeah, because, I mean, in fairness, like, treating our listeners to, like, the ear rape that is chewing potato chips into the microphone, I don't recommend doing, and I am actively against. But at the same time, like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, who gives a shit? They're not paying for this one. We would never do it on the pre-show.
Absolutely not.
What are you talking about? I eat on the pre-show all the time.
Shut up, bitch.
But I do really wish that we had more friends that were into car repair, because I know just enough about cars to, like, break something and then watch YouTube videos to put it back together.
I have become very what's
proficient.
Stupid? No, I've become very well acquainted with our battery and under the hood at this point.
She's become very pregnant
because I
of
have
the car.
Taken everything apart.
She has many good anuses in front of her.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, no, I wish that we had, like, more mechanic friends, and I'm really bummed that,
or
like,
any.
Yeah, any at all.
Mike Spees is the only person I know that deals with cars.
And he's a salesperson there.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, but he looks out for me. I can say he does. I don't trust anyone else there.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, the last time I had car trouble, which, in fairness, my car trouble was, like, I had a nail in the tire, and I needed to get it patched.
That's $500 diagnostic to find out that
Spees, Spees hooked me up in that, like, they couldn't even charge me for the patch because they technically couldn't do it where the hole was. So
I thought that happened to me.
Yeah, like, there was a nail that was too close to the wall or whatever.
Yes. So what'd you do?
I got a new tire.
They wanted me to get a new tire. Spees went ahead and patched it for me and said it's probably not going to hold just because of the nature of where that hole is. But, like, my tires are fucking $400 a pop.
Ooh, wait, this is on your new car?
Yeah. Oh. Well, this was on the 2015 model. Mm.
I'm sorry. Did you say $400 a tire?
Yeah, I did.
Mine are not that much.
What are you filling that tire up? Because it's not air. Is it dragon blood?
Nah, it's air. It might be made out of, like, the tire might be made out of dragon hide or something.
No, because it would get a nail in it.
No, this shit is straight up magical because it's they're never flat tires, is why it's so expensive. Because my car does not have a spare tire. I have
but
never.
It, do but what? If you get a nail in your tire, it's going to go flat, right?
Mine won't.
Well, then you didn't need to get the patch. Is what I'm saying. It
what?
Just sounds like someone's hitting somebody.
Yeah. No, mine. Okay, I don't know like how long they stay functional, but they're called. I think they're called ride flat. is what it is. Like, if they run out of air, like, I can still, like, they can have zero PSI to them, and I can still drive on that tire for, like, without 150 miles or something like that.
So you don't have to put a spare on it. You can get to where you need to go, right?
Yeah, that, because, I mean, you shouldn't drive around on a spare more than 100 miles, like, especially at any kind of a speed.
How many miles is it from Cape to St. Louis?
150.
Okay, well then bad, because when the first time that I went up to St. Louis to catch a flight to go see this one in Pennsylvania, we got a flat tire, and it was Bob and Chad, and they put the spare on it and had to drive me to the airport and then back to Cape from St. Louis on a flat, on a spare, on a little donut.
You're also not supposed to drive over 60 on a donut.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did, because it was my car, and they took it. They drove it home. I don't know what they did.
I mean, like, it can be done. It's not safe.
Not recommended.
You should not drive over 60 on a donut.
I also should not have gotten on that plane to go to Pennsylvania, because it was like I went from this nice, like, airliner plane. You know, what are they called? Like, the jets, like a jumbo. I don't know what they're called. The big plane. A passenger plane. Fuck, I don't know what they're called. I don't know.
A plane.
Yeah, but it's just a plane, like a passenger airplane. Like.
The reason I say is because when I got to a certain point, they put me on a different plane.
It was much smaller.
Which was a tiny.
It's the hot plane from Pittsburgh to Franklin.
Yeah, it's like one row of seats on each side, and then a middle. And the plane is like getting on a wooden roller coaster. It's just shaking constantly.
Yeah, those little planes suck.
It was terrifying, yeah. Allie.
I mean, I had to take one of those to get to Chicago to get on a bigger plane to eventually get me to Hawaii.
See, mine was the opposite. I had to go on a big plane to Chicago. Actually, no, I think then there was another one for Chicago somewhere else, and then that was the shitty plane.
Well, yeah, you generally have, like, the big planes will take you from, like, big airport to big airport.
Right. Then you go to little airport.
Yeah, like, if you land in Cape Regional Airport, you're taking one of those little bitty motherfuckers.
And when I did land on the little plane, and then I got out, and they literally pulled me and only me aside to do a search. No one else. They was like, could you step over here, sir? And then they like patted me down and did that. No one else. And I was like, so this is what minorities feel like.
No.
But then I got in my Rolls Royce and drove off to my country club. So
by Rolls Royce, he means my Ford Taurus with me still half sick.
Did you was just it say a 1996
Ford Taurus?
Ford Taurus. La, 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 la. My tongue's not working today.
She said Ford Taurus and the Pokemon.
Yes. Yes.
What did you ask her?
What year was your Ford Taurus?
I don't know.
Was it 1996?
I don't know.
It might have been, actually. Why? Did you have one too?
I did. I had a 1996 Ford Taurus.
All
everybody.
I know is that it was red and Dad bought it for me to drive back and forth to college, and then it got drove out here.
And I was going to ask you what color yours was, because we left ours on the side of the road.
I remember that.
So maybe they sold you my car.
No, because I had this one back when I was in high school, and this is the first year of college. This is another one where Kevin's like freaking out listening to this. Because
this is the Shankleberg Show. Welcome to Shankleberg Thursdays.
We had a, I had a 1996 Ford Taurus. Turns out, like, in the early aughts, every fucking buddy drove a 1996 Ford Taurus. Like, I could very easily, like, if I was ever, you know, getting pursued by the police or something like that, I could hide in a parking lot.
And then when like, cars
if they lost me, they call that shit in, like, all right, it's a Ford Taurus, late 90s. All right, well, we have 250 in the area.
But how many of those are loaned out to a white man?
There was an episode of Law & Order that me, Kevin, and Trevor watched that was like they were pursuing in Law & Order a 1996 Ford Taurus. And they were in, like, I think it's New York that Law & Order's in, right? Yeah. Because it was SVU. And they reported the cars, like, what are the plates go to, or what car was it? It was like, yeah, it was probably a 96 Ford Taurus. Like, all right, how many are in the area?
A lot.
Yeah, they're like, it was some like ridiculous number, like 500. All right, well, it's green, which was the color mine was. All right, well, there's 150.
Did you all three of you just look out your window at your car and go, make sure it wasn't me? Like, I know it's a show, but still.
Yeah, no, we're just like, God damn. So many people had that fucking
Talking
car.
About cars that you leave on the side of the road. My mom, whenever her and my father first got married, my mom had a Pinto.
Oh, shit, a
which
Pinto.
Which they do not make anymore.
No,
because
it's a shame.
They tended to blow up.
Yeah, well.
So the Pinto, they were driving down to visit my dad's parents, my dad's side of the family. the Pinto broke down, so they had to leave it on the side of the road, and my grandfather picked them up, and then my dad and my Uncle Eric went to go pick up the car because they got it towed, and while they're waiting for their car, they see this crispy car. And my dad goes, man, I would hate to be that person. They're just like, yeah, that would be awful. And they're like,
hey, that's
hey,
your
so
car.
This is your Pinto. My dad had to go home and look at my mom and be like, so the car exploded? My mom was like, you're joking. The car, like, did you park it up the street? Like, where's the car? And my Uncle Eric finally looked at her and was like, it exploded.
So I looked up a picture of a Ford Pinto, man, because I'm trying to remember what they look like. I also had a Ford Pinto. My first car was a Ford Pinto.
Really?
Yeah. It was green. What color was yours?
I have no idea. This was my mother's before.
It was my uncle's. Kids. It was my uncle's, and they pretty much gave it to me as like a starter car, but I something happened. I couldn't keep it, so they ended up, I bought a Shadow. Dodge Shadow, I think it was. After that, and then I wrecked the Shadow. That was bad. So we were driving to the store, and my friend Jerome and I, and Jerome saw some people he didn't want to be seen by, so he was like, hey, cut a left here, and this is Mount City, of course. So I cut a left real hard, and I just floored it straight through a telephone pole. Put a V in the front of the car.
Oh, Shannon.
Backed up, drove it home.
Nice.
Walked inside, started crying because I'm like, I just fucking wrecked my car. Then we got, I forget what the second car we had after that was. I think it was called like a Metro. Wrecked it.
Oh, Geo Metro.
Yeah.
My older brother had one of those pieces of shit.
It was.
He also wrecked his.
I hit a patch of black ice and literally ramped up onto a railroad track.
My older brother was high as shit.
God damn it.
Out in like some curvy ass country roads, goes flying into a ditch, wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Head went into the glass, broke his nose.
Jeez.
Hilariously.
That is pretty funny.
the funny part's coming. So, you know, there was like the perfect shape, because it was, you know, it's non-shattered glass, perfect shape of his head in the windshield. Including my brother has a larger than average nose. So you could actually see the bump in the glass.
Oh my.
That was his nose.
Damn, he's lucky he didn't lose his face.
On the inside of the glass, like some of his hair was caught in the glass.
Ew.
Like a little, so you could see basically where everything hit.
Wow.
In front of the car. Don't smoke weed and drive, kids. That's a bad idea.
That's a good safety tip from Egon, and I appreciate that. Do we have
also wear your seatbelt? All right, wear your seatbelt while you're driving fast. Yeah, come on now.
I've never been a that's a whole show on its own. I've never understood the wear your seatbelt thing. Because I get statistically it saves more lives. But if you've looked at the statistics, even on the big billboards, it's like 52% of people weren't wearing their seatbelts when they died. And it's like, okay, so there's a, 4% difference? I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances for the convenience of buckling in.
That's not how those statistics work.
I'm pretty sure it is. Don't you shake your head no at me. Don't you shake it. You don't even stop at stop signs.
Oh, my goodness. Fuck. You don't need.
Yeah. Come back. Come back. I'm going to suck your dick.
Had my older brother been wearing a seatbelt at that point, though, he wouldn't have broken his nose and his car. Like, the windshield cost more than the car did. So, that was the only problem with it was the windshield. So, he never got it fixed because just the windshield breaking totaled the car because Geo Metros are cheap pieces of shit.
They really were. And my favorite part of the Geo Metro was on the side of it. It said sports car.
Yeah, it did.
And I'd always tell my friends, I got a sports car.
My brother and my dad painted the Geo Metro with what could only be described as late 80s, early 90s racing stripes. So they started down and they kind of swooped up.
Hold on, let's just slide for a second. When you say they painted.
My older brother and my dad.
Professionally, or do they just take a bucket of paint out there and paint it?
Spray cans.
Jeez.
Did they at least use tape?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, that's trailer fabulous.
My dad was legitimately I talk a lot of shit. He's kind of a piece of shit. But when it comes to painting a car with rattle can spray paint, really good at it.
Huh.
Especially
if you the enamel paint, it's gonna have the same look. Like you can get automotive paint.
I don't remember what.
And you're gonna want that racing stripe on a Metro, by the way. Just like when Chad put a racing muffler on a Dodge Neon.
And when I say 80s, 90s style, what I'm talking about is in addition to the shape
of
it,
that thicker with the smaller.
Yeah, because it started kind of thick and then it kind of like swooped out to the back. Like it went up and like down, like from the tire, like from the front of the tire, like down the side of the car. And on top of that, they were like pastel colored.
So it was Easter every week.
A little bit. It was really funny. And now, like, it was a red Metro. And it had those like pastel stripes on the side.
To be fair, your brother got so much pussy. It was a pussy wagon is what it was.
I don't know. He always talks like he did, but I didn't know Matt in high school. Hunter might be able to help out a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I think Hunter is a couple years younger than my older brother. But like they, or maybe it's 3 years. My older brother claims to have known Hunter better than I think Hunter would say they knew each other.
So he knew Hunter better than Hunter knew him?
Well, my older brother tends to exaggerate certain facts, like the amount of action he got in high school. So I shouldn't be putting my older. I love my older brother, folks.
It's important that you mention that.
Yeah. He does occasionally listen to this show, and if you are listening, Matt, I love you. I don't mean to put you on blast like this.
I would not have said his name.
Just kind of happens.
We got to.
If I say my brother, they have a 50-50 shot of figuring out which one I'm talking about. And already said older, so they knew.
Do we have a motherfucker of the week?
Betsy DeVos was a Dalton suggestion. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that good. One or the rich parents and the kids' SAT scores.
Oh, you mean Full House's Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman?
Yeah.
Have you heard about this, Jesse?
No.
Busted in one of the biggest school cheating systems ever created. They were paying these people to fake pictures of them, like their kids. They would pay them to fake pictures of them doing sports, and then they would pay to get them into college, into sports programs that they never did, just to get them in college. It was a huge scam. And Lori Loughlin, who was Aunt Becky on Full House, was arrested. Felicity Huffman, who was on, I believe, Desperate Housewives, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
And a couple of things, she was arrested, and then more people that they haven't named. But it's pretty bad.
So they were... So it was just sports. Like they were faking that they were on sports teams.
And they were doctoring their SAT scores.
Yeah, they were also doctoring. Yeah.
No, that's a big deal.
It's a whole big thing. Yeah, I only did part of it. But yeah, so like there's a picture of this one dude doing like pole vaulting. And then he got into like the pole vaulting, whatever. But he'd never actually done it in his life. But he still got into a college for it.
Wow.
It's bad. So fucking Aunt Becky got arrested for a college scam.
All right, can we back up real quick? That is an ambitious thing to lie about, because there are some sports that you can, quote, fake it till you make it. I feel like pole vaulting
was a poor choice.
That was a poor choice in subjects, because like the first time you go to pole vault, they're gonna know.
That would be my problem. My parents were rich and they got me into college into a sports program. I'm like, which one? Pole vaulting. And then I show up and I'm just like, I gotta jump that?
Right. They hand you the pole. Like, here you go, chief. I'm like, uh-oh.
They look at me. They just look at me and go, have you done this before? Yeah. Yeah. All the time.
You saw the pictures?
You saw the pictures, right? My mom sent them to you? And then, like, at that point, you just have to trip halfway down the lane, just like,
oh, yeah, no, I would start pray running, to
God,
like,
and then pretend you hurt your knee.
Oh, I'm out for life. Out for life. What an inconvenience.
I mean, if they faked, like, all that other information, they could probably fake a doctor's report of, like, a torn ACL.
Trump's dad did it for him with the bone spurs, so.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Christ.
Shots fired at that
there
piece
it is.
Lindsey Graham, I think, is another good motherfucker of the week. He's the only one that, like, voted against the resolution to block Trump's national emergency.
Oh, Jesus. The one that even Trump said, well, this isn't really necessary.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't actually,
no,
have
no, no,
to do
no,
this.
I'm wrong. That's false information. That's false information.
Fake news? Did you just say this was fake news? You motherfucker.
He actually voted to block a resolution that passed unanimously. I think it was 420-0 to release the Mueller report to the public when it's available. He voted. He didn't want to do that. So,
why? It was 420-1.
Well, they kept saying it was 420-0, so I don't know. And I think like four of them didn't vote. I forget the exacts of it, but they made a big point to point out that he was the only one that like had a problem with it. When
maybe he did. Maybe he chose not to vote.
Maybe he abstained.
Like, yeah, he abstained because he knew that he wasn't going to.
Maybe it's a slow week for motherfuckers. Unless you're a teacher.
Then you know, Betsy DeVos.
Then it's a big
week
for motherfuckers.
The little bit
the
I know about
cut,
that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I anytime I hear about like cutting school budgets, I'm like, no, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They're running on shoestring as it is.
Seriously.
Yeah. And I can't call Lori Loughlin a motherfucker of the week because I had a big crush on her when I was younger.
No, that's fair.
you know, she was so much hotter than like Michelle during Full House.
I mean, to be fair, Jesus, she still Christ. Is.
She, I haven't seen the Olsen twins in years, but I never found.
I mean, like, there's Caitlin Olsen now, not Caitlin. Well, Caitlin Olsen, but
that's not an Olsen.
No, not one of the. You're talking about the Elizabeth Olsen.
Elizabeth Olsen, yeah. She I like. I think she's a great very pretty and a great actress. I never cared. Like, joking aside, I never cared for the Olsen twins in any capacity. I didn't find them cute or funny on Full House. I didn't find them cute and funny in the videos that they made. I don't think they're attractive now. I've never been an Olsen fan.
I haven't seen what they looked like since they turned 18.
There was literally. You want to talk about the depths of creepiness. There was an online clock counting down to when do they turn 18.
I remember. Yeah, that was creepy.
Allie gave the best answer.
Because, yeah. I mean, I was a few years younger than them, so it was less creepy for me to be excited about it.
I think, I forget how old they are. I'm only a few years older than them, I think.
They're 2 years older than me, I think. 2 or 3 years older than me.
Olsen, because I know I'm like the same age as Stephanie, which is weird because when I look back, I've said this before, when I look back on Full House, I always thought Stephanie was a little girl, but we were the same age.
Yeah. I felt the same way, like, because, you know, watching the Mary-Kate.
They're
and
4 years younger than me.
Yeah. So
technically.
So they're only a year older than me.
Yeah. So technically, like, me. No. There's no way I can word it that's not going to sound like I'm a pedophile, so I'm not going to say it.
And I feel like I thought they were older than that too. But either way, like, you know, I always thought watching the Mary-Kate and Ashley movies and then, like, you know, Full House and shit like that, I always thought that they were way younger than me. And then there was like a magazine article I read. They're like, oh shit, they're older than me. And then, yeah, when that clock hit, like, it was less creepy for me to be kind of excited about it because
you were under 18.
To be fair, they played so many of those movies when they were munchkins, like, all the time.
That's really well, isn't that all? Hard, they've never done an adult film, have they?
They did some in their teens.
Yeah.
As far as that goes.
There was a movie where they went to London because I watched that one a lot.
And they missed the crossover movie with Garfield? All right.
But either way, the point of the story is 16-year-old Jesse was excited about anybody. Like, that's just how it was. Like, it was significantly less creepy than I'm sure they were, like, you know, 40-year-old guys that have been waiting for that moment.
Oh yeah, those are the bastards.
They had been waiting for that moment since, you know, their late 20s watching Full House.
That's fine, because I was in love with Stephanie during the show, and even now on Fuller House.
I was about to say, on Fuller House, boy did that.
I stuck with her through the meth addiction, the recovery, the relapse.
What was the no pants dance or whatever?
No pants, the pants off dance off.
Pants off dance off.
Forgot about that. Holy shit. That was terrible.
I watched it
once because of her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it was just like a dance show. They kept their pants on.
Stephanie kept her pants on.
Yeah. Damn it. All right, let's get to the subject at hand, because we got 130 movies to cover.
God damn. Oh, because you're doing the Disney movies too?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have 130 movies to cover in 28 minutes. Can we do it?
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, we did the 180s movies in 15.
Maybe we should stall some more.
Hey, or how about you just go in and do this?
Who's hotter, Uncle Jesse or Dave Coulier? Because I don't remember his character's name.
Danny.
Joey was his
Joey.
Hair.
Danny was the dad.
Danny was the dad.
Whoops.
Clearly the answer is John Stamos.
Yeah. Damn, Allie. You answer like you also caught the vapors.
I mean, in fairness, Uncle Jesse.
I think she's thinking of Uncle Jesse cosplaying as Simon Belmont.
Jesus.
Whipping her in the little bottom.
Oh, the John Stamos and Nick Jonas.
Yes.
Thing that
no.
That
was great.
John Stamos was walking around with a Jonas Brothers t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
So then there was the next picture that
Nick Jonas
got a t-shirt made with a picture, the picture of John Stamos wearing a Jonas Brothers t-shirt.
And then that's kind of hilarious.
It keeps going.
Yeah.
So it's
then
like
John
the
Stamos got bed covering made of the picture.
No,
okay,
pillowcase.
So it's like the it's like the
Macaulay Culkin and
no, it's the this is my mom painted this picture. This is a lady of this is the painting of the lady who painted this, and this is the painting of the painting.
Cuz like the first time I saw something like this was with Macaulay Culkin and shit, it was somebody from NSYNC, I think. Was
Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake? Like,
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think it
he's
was Justin
the only one
Timberlake.
I know. Joey Fatone.
I only remember that because of the joke about his last name.
Fat one?
Yep.
What was the other one?
But either way, the it continues from pillowcase. Like, John Stamos got the pillowcase, and then Nick Jonas got the entire, like, bedding.
Oh, jeez.
And, yeah, it was just, yeah, each picture kind of kept going.
Who was the gay member of NSYNC?
Lance Bass.
Also, here's a blow-your-mind, kids. He voiced Sephiroth in the first Kingdom Hearts game.
Well.
Yeah. Blow your freaking minds. And I thought he did a better job than the guy that got to play him now. I really do. Hmm. Yeah, Lance Bass is kind of awesome, turns out.
Now, fair enough.
To make that shitty character worthwhile.
Damn.
Don't at me, fanboys. All right.
Sephiroth hate going on.
I hate Sephiroth.
I know you do.
Being
don't you
Ace
also
got,
hate Cloud?
Yes.
Okay. You just hate Final Fantasy VII in general.
I really liked Yuffie from Final Fantasy VII and Vincent Valentine.
I liked Vincent.
Yeah, Vincent was cool. And Barrett.
I actually remember Vincent Valentine from one of the movies that I watched.
Yes. Ace and I got a huge argument about Dr. Doom and Jubilee the other day, which was the strangest argument I think I've ever had.
I saw, wasn't that in the group chat?
It was.
I need to hear about this argument.
We were arguing about who's a better character, which I don't want to have that argument here because I know Jesse's going to say Dr. Doom and I don't want to start an argument.
Okay.
Arguing about like which one was the better one, they were doing the mudslinging version of it.
Eventually. It's start.
What do you
Asa
mean?
Asa took the first shot. Asa always takes the first shot.
He immediately slung mud, and then you returned fire.
Yes.
So it wasn't so much that they were arguing which one was better; they ended up arguing which one was worse.
That's true.
I mean, in fairness, that's how like political debates go now. Yeah. Like, they don't argue about which one is better; it's just which one is worse.
You don't talk about your policies and how they're going to help people. You talk about how the other person's a bad person.
Yeah. And so that's what they were arguing, which one was worse, Jubilee or Doom.
Politics.
Yeah. There's spare people that like it.
Or Jubilee, apparently. All right, let's talk about the... Yeah, well, women don't count.
God damn!
Wow.
Speaking of politics.
Wow.
Speaking of Trump.
Anyways, movies.
Movies. This is 30 Disney Channel original movies ranked the best of the best. Copyright Austin Lane. This is from Entertainment Weekly, so you know their source is good. And Allie...
So help me, if they don't have my top five favorite in there somewhere, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm wondering if I'm going to have a single one.
Probably not. Probably not.
I've heard of these movies, and I've never watched them.
I would
guaranteed.
Be really surprised if you've watched any of these movies.
Let's start at the top. Jet Jackson.
No.
Oh, the famous Jet Jackson. That guy died.
Yeah, he killed himself.
Yeah.
Damn it, Jesse. That was going to be the end joke when they start talking about how much they love the movie.
I love famous
Jet. I remember watching the ads, but I had no interest in watching it.
It was a TV show first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they did the movie. And that's why I had no interest in the movie.
And I loved the famous Jet Jackson.
Lee Thompson Young was the titular character. And we actually did on Blogzilla.
Titular.
When he passed away, when he took his own life, we actually posted a post about him on Blogzilla. You might not remember back then.
Did we?
We did. I did. Because it was sad. Dude was only like... How old was he when he passed away?
He's a little bit older than me.
Yeah, I think he was in his 20s for sure. Let's see.
He was also on Scrubs.
Okay, he was born in 84, so he was only 2 years mm-hmm. older than me.
Yeah. He was in the last season of Scrubs before the interns season. Yeah, he was one of the new batch of interns in the final season of Scrubs.
And he took his own life in 2013. 29.
Romantic interest to Eliza Coop's character.
Who?
Eliza Coop.
Don't know her.
Very attractive. Joe was her name in Scrubs.
I prefer Jill Bear.
Jill Bear.
I'm more familiar with sinners than saints. And sinners always look good. All right, moving on. Rip Girls.
It's okay.
That was the Surfer Girls, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. I remember that one. Yep.
That was getting towards the end when I was like starting to stop watching them.
Yeah, same.
We're off to a good start here. Advertisement. Oh, sorry.
That was not a movie.
The Stepsisters from Planet Weird.
I didn't see that one.
I don't remember
I
that one.
I remember hearing about it, but no.
Okay. Don't Look Under the Bed.
That one I remember.
I liked that
I
one.
I think that one was after my
it,
time.
It was actually like advertised as like a horror movie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just
the Boogeyman.
Because I'm pretty sure it came out on Halloween.
Judging by the picture that I'm seeing of these three kids in a well-lit room with a purple carpet.
Hey, it's also Disney Channel.
Hey, I'm just saying.
It is definitely tailored towards like early teens.
Here's one I actually know, and I have a couple of the songs from the soundtrack on my playlist, if that counts.
Okay.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Is it Cadet Kelly?
No. Oh. No, that's a good guess.
That
Camp
is
Rock.
A really good one.
Oh, Camp Rock?
Because
okay.
Camp Rock has that really good Demi Lovato duet with Nick Jonas. Yeah, and I really like
that
song.
Was with
and
was
guess
when
what?
The Jonas Brothers were big,
and guess
I
what?
Love the Jonas Brothers.
That's the song for the show. That's the intro. I just made it.
I like Jonas Brothers' cover of Poor Unfortunate Souls.
Do you not know that song, Jesse? What is it called, Allie?
I don't know.
It's, shit. I'm not going to say
it. It's one of those things, like, if I heard it, I might recognize it, but I feel
like the word thing is in the title, and I can't remember.
I don't remember.
Nah, it doesn't matter. It's a good song. You guys will hear it at the beginning. Can of Worms.
The listeners have already heard it.
I remember that Can one. Of Worms. I didn't like it,
it's
but
freaky
I remember
looking.
It
was weird.
Allie?
Can I see the...
Because wasn't it like Aliens, like he opened up
a
can?
Yeah, I remember that one.
I vaguely remember that one.
Under Wraps.
I remember that one.
I remember that
the
one.
Mummy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to think that Jesse had never heard of it, but he took a shot at the title Under Wraps and got it right.
No, that was a fairly early one.
That was a really early one. I remember that one. Because go ahead.
Xenon the sequel. The Z-quel.
All of the Xenon movies are amazing.
Yes.
Okay, was it Xenon or Xenon?
Xenon. Xenon.
Yes. I was about to say Xenon, because Lindsay keeps saying Xenon.
I keep hearing
Look,
Xenon.
I mispronounce things all the time.
I was just making sure that I wasn't crazy, because I
well,
take Lindsay's
you are.
Opinion. I guess that's
damn,
fair.
Shame.
Wow.
Up and Away.
Oh, I fucking loved Up and Away.
Yep. I don't know that I remember that one.
That's like top three. That's the one with the kid.
Yeah.
That it's basically... They made another movie, like an actual cinematic movie with the exact same plot line. It was the kid that didn't have superpowers that was born to like
was
a family
of superheroes. Was it like Sky High or something like
that? Sky High was the
other
one,
Sky High was the cinematic release.
Yep.
Neat. I did not know that.
They replaced the black kid with a white kid.
Yeah.
And wasn't Kurt Russell in it?
Yeah. In Sky High.
Yeah. Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge.
It's okay.
The first two Halloween movies or Halloween Town movies are.
Listen, don't just say Halloween because those
Halloween
great
Town.
Films. You guys remember in Up, Up and Away, their weakness was aluminum foil.
Yes.
What
the
shit is that?
The neighbor brought
sounds
them
like the best
leftovers, and they like had like hot dog tongs.
Yeah, there's new neighbors that moved in and brought them like a gift of banana bread as they introduced themselves to the neighbors. Yeah. And it was wrapped in aluminum foil, and they're just like, they back away from it like it's just banana bread.
Yeah.
True Confessions.
No.
I remember that one. That was Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say Shia. He got nominated for some kind of an award for that one.
Neat. Quince.
Yes, but I did not like it.
Yeah, I don't remember
what that one was about.
It was the teenage girl whose mom ends up having five babies, and then she's like,
one.
The world's best babysitter, let me babysit them, and then she freaks out.
Nope, didn't see that one.
Yeah.
The tagline was, as if life at 14 isn't twisted enough.
Wasn't great.
The Even Stevens movie.
That one was kind of funny.
I mean, it had
Chris
Across and Romano in it,
so
that
was correct.
That's all that.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
The Color of Friendship.
I remember that one.
I remember that one, yeah.
That was another one that got nominated for an award.
Yep.
Oh. Okay. Motocross.
I love Motocross.
Yep.
Wasn't that the one with
the
sister?
Twins and
the
brother hurts himself.
It was
himself.
Basically like, what was the name of that movie from the 80s that had the girl that pretended to be a guy? One of the guys.
Or one of the boys. One of those
one
two.
Of the boys, yeah.
Wait,
one of the
is
two.
That the one that in the infamous ending scene, she opens her shirt to show him she has breasts?
Yes.
Yes, I remember.
That wasn't an ending scene.
That was in the movie, though.
Yeah, it was in the movie.
That was one of my most paused moments in movie history. I was like, I haven't seen breasts before.
I didn't think they actually showed her breasts in that movie.
Let me make sure I'm thinking of the same
thing. Then again, I also, like, whenever I watched that movie, it was the made-for-TV version. So
oh, that's
so
they
probably edited.
They may have cut the boobies out.
Let me see here. I just need to see the cover of the movie because I know what the cover of the film is. Yeah, it definitely is.
I was about to say, the cover of the movie is her holding two balls over her chest.
Just one of the guys. In fact, I have the scene that was one of the first pictures is her showing her breasts. It's blocked out. But she shows them in the movie, believe me. Let's stop talking about breasts.
Yeah, fair enough. But Motocross is like a more modern version of that one.
Yeah.
Gotta kick it up.
That was a dance. Yep. Yep, I remember that one. That was a cheerleading
the titles
dance.
She's right. Had America Ferrera in it, which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
The Cheetah Girls.
Was that the one that they were all like,
si
se puede?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love the Cheetah Girls.
Si se puede.
Yes, whatever.
Yes, we can.
Yes, that's it.
Well, the bad part is
I only remember that from the. I was not interested at all in that movie, but damn, did they play
that
commercial? That
commercial so much.
I can't go forward anymore because
Cheetah Girls
was broken.
Why did you break the page? Whenever I was in high school, me and my friends, we rewatched the Cheetah Girls movie.
I liked the first one.
Yeah, the first one. And then
I'm pretty sure I bought the soundtrack from the first one.
It was basically just fucking Josie and the Pussycats for like early aughts.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Raven Simone?
Yep. She was one of them.
Yeah.
That was actually the reason I watched the movie, because I had a huge crush on Raven Simone when I was a kid. Oh,
crush that crush button.
That's So Raven.
Yeah, I loved that. So
see, fucking loved that show. I didn't care for that show. I loved it.
Jesse, what is Internet Explorer under now?
What do you mean? It's Edge on Windows 10, if that's what you're looking for.
Is it under anything specific? Because I
just type Edge in the search bar.
There it is. Microsoft Edge is what I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
The thing broke.
Yeah, it broke on my Chrome, so I'm seeing if I can get it on.
Oh, the link did?
Yeah. Nope, Pages just broke. The page does not have a link.
Sorry,
to the next.
We don't get any Johnny Tsunami or Brink, Alley Cat Strike.
Oh, Alley Cat Strike.
Shoot, what was the one with the...
My mom went on a date with a vampire.
What was the one with the Lawrence Brothers on the ranch?
Oh, shit. It just says Cheetah Girls, and there's no way to go for it.
I know the one you're talking about, but I don't remember what it's called.
I can't think of it.
This is sucky. I wanted to know the
Smart House.
The Smart House was great.
That's another one of my top three.
Yeah.
The
16th year, I think, was one with a boy that was a mermaid.
13th.
13th year. Yes. Yep.
What the hell are you people talking about?
In the 13th year, like, he turned 13 and then turned into a mermaid. Merman. Yeah,
because
merman.
His mom is a mermaid.
Yeah. Yep. He was adopted, and they didn't know that he was a mermaid.
He was real good at swimming.
He was real good at swimming. All right, Morgan, surprisingly,
when
maybe.
Whenever the movie came out on Disney Channel, Stuck in the Suburbs, which has the old SNL actor that I just forever see his character from Stuck in the Suburbs when I see him with like the frosted tips and all. But that movie played, they had a song with Jesse McCartney. And whenever I was little, I had the biggest crush on Jesse McCartney because of that song. Ugh. And then he fell off the face of the earth.
Pretty sure drugs did that for him. I found a different site. We're just going to start at that same number. Let's see what happens. Miracle in Lane 2.
It's okay.
Is it the Soapbox Derby?
Uh-huh. No.
We're going to go a little faster, too, because we only have 15 minutes left.
Yeah.
Okay.
Teen Beach Movie.
No.
That was a pretty new one. It was like one of the last ones I watched, and that was like, it was just kind of on one day, and I think my mom turned it on.
Descendants.
No, but I want to watch it.
I have no idea what the shit
that's
is.
Also
it's a musical, and it's all the kids of the Disney villains, and they get like banned to an island. Like, or all the villains are banned to an island, but the kids end up going to a high school with like the princes and princesses kids, and there's some weird crap and whatnot.
I clearly see that Disney Channel was not for me. Halloween Town, obviously.
Yeah.
That shit.
Wizards of Waverly Place, the movie.
Never saw that one.
Is that
the one with
Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez. Yeah,
yeah, I really like that show. I'm pretty sure, I think the movie was okay, but I really liked the show.
Princess Protection Program.
That one also has Selena
Gomez. I remember it, but I did not watch it.
And Demi Lovato.
Oh, doubles. Yep. Xenon Girl of the 21st Century.
Love. Yes.
Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure.
Ugh, I have no clue what that is.
That's a spinoff from High School Musical.
Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior.
I remember the title, but I never watched it.
I don't remember the title.
I watched it, and I
have no idea what that is. It.
High School Musical, which was basically like...
It didn't save the Disney Channel, but damn, was it popular. The first one.
Thank you.
Because didn't one of them get a theatrical release?
Three.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, which...
And I mean, it gave us Zac Efron.
Yes.
Yeah, but he was shitty back then.
Well, yeah, but
he would become. Oh, I saw that look. Allie just gave the most offended look when I said
because,
that.
Again, because every girl Allie's age. I was the targeted audience. So Zac Efron, like it was Jesse McCartney, the Jonas Brothers, and then Zac Efron.
Yeah, I mean Zac Efron was like peak. Like the so many girls Allie's age had a crush on Zac Efron.
It's insane to think of Zac Efron at that time to where he is now.
And now, I was about to say, now adult straight Jesse has a crush on Zac Efron.
Especially if you watch movies like
Baywatch.
Baywatch. Oh my God, where he's jacked.
Neighbors.
I liked him in Hairspray.
Yeah, Neighbors. Yeah. Hairspray.
He was still skinny then,
though. I didn't see him in Hairspray.
He's jacked now. He's like super handsome and jacked.
Yeah, watching him in specifically Neighbor, like, was it Bad Neighbors?
I think it's just Neighbors.
Is it just Neighbors?
Maybe. It's the one with Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. But either way, in that movie and in Baywatch, like...
He's incredibly funny. And you can see him. There's a new movie coming out where he plays Ted Bundy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm really excited about
that. I'm excited for that.
It's insane. Read It and Weep.
No. I remember that one. It wasn't my favorite.
It sounds
I
don't familiar. Remember
it was that about one someone with a blog.
Yeah, sort of, probably.
That doesn't ring
her life
bell.
Is a literal open book.
Yeah.
Right on track?
Uh-uh.
Doesn't sound familiar.
There's no pictures on this one. You can't cheat on this. Cowbells.
I remember that one.
Because I really liked Ally and AJ.
I didn't care for that movie.
I really liked them, but it was a weird movie.
I also liked Ally and AJ, but for different reasons.
What were they?
Pretty reasons. Life Size.
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds really familiar.
The one with
Lindsay Lohan.
I would have watched it.
What's
then.
The model's name? I'm totally blanking.
I forget.
Heidi Klum.
No, she's black.
Naomi Campbell.
No.
That's the only black supermodel.
Tyra Banks.
Oh, Tyra Banks. That's exactly
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Basically, she's a Barbie doll. That's
a joke, Jesse. That's
black.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I do remember that one, and I did watch it because
it's got a sequel coming out.
Get that crush button ready for Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah, she was the Zac Efron for boys at the time.
Uh-huh.
Boy, Zac Efron did better.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I just remembered which one of her Disney originals I liked. Get a Clue.
That was good.
Yeah.
Get a Clue.
Is that the next one on the list? Yeah. I loved the soundtrack on that one.
And can we guess what the number one is?
High School Musical. No, we already gave that one.
No.
Brink? Johnny Tsunami.
I mean, Brink is really popular.
Cadet Kelly.
Cadet Kelly. Oh, I love Cadet Kelly.
Was Cadet really
I will still go yes. back and rewatch Cadet Kelly.
That's Hillary yeah. Duff and yeah. Chrissy Carlson Romano,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had a Hillary Duff Cadet poster Kelly. When Lindsay moved in with me that she made me take down.
About to say, you're going to have to, for that movie, you're going to have to smash that crush button because oh, Hillary yeah, Duff yeah. and Chrissy and, Carlson yeah. Romano.
And also a fabulous soundtrack.
Sure. Yeah.
And then Chrissy Carlson Romano went on to do Mirrors 2. Where she was completely naked.
And her head gets cut off.
And her head gets cut off. And it's one of the most disturbing things I think I've ever seen. Because I still remember her as like from Even Stevens.
I actually remember the first time I saw that like sequence was as a GIF. Before the head gets cut off. And then I saw the full version. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, up until the part where she gets her head cut off. It's like, you know, like close the blinds. Lock the doors. Put on some Barry White. And then you can Barry White, if you know what I mean. All right, now here, fuck, we don't even know if we have time for this. We have 9 minutes to get through 100 films.
All right, just do the top
just
20.
Go for it.
But number 100 is a good one.
What's number? Do number 100
well,
in the top 20.
Do you want to save it for next week instead?
We'll save it for next week.
Okay.
We'll save it for that. Gives us, that we stretch this out over 3 shows.
All right, so, hold on, in this list, though, we can go back to the Disney Channel original movies then. So there was no Brink.
But first
no
off,
Johnny Tsunami.
No Johnny Tsunami.
But first, I want to tell you what number 10 and 100 switched. Is.
All right, what's okay. number 100?
It's Romeo and Juliet. Kate,
we already had this discussion.
It's Leonardo DiCaprio and
the
Claire Danes.
Yeah, the remake, the modern version.
Yeah, I like that movie a lot.
I have to rewatch it
in high school.
Let's give you a preview for next week's show.
And one of the kids in my class straight up said, "Hey, that looks like the guy from Titanic."
It had Harold Perrineau as Mercutio. Is it Mercutio?
Yeah,
Mercutio. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I love him in Oz. He was great. It was a good movie, and it had Brian Dennehy, Paul Sorvino.
I think the John mix Leguizamo of the old and the new messed with me at the time. I needed to like rewatch it
Prince
again.
Prince of Cats. Anyway, let's talk about the Disney Channel thing.
Well, Smart House is number 4 on Google's the list that Google pulled up from wherever.
Where was Luck of the Irish?
I forgot about that one.
I loved that movie.
I really liked that movie.
So you want to know the one Disney Channel movie that I watched and I really loved?
Huh.
What was that?
Nothing! I've never watched a Disney Channel original movie because they're terrible. They're not real films.
You're being so uppity.
I'm sorry.
To be fair, I got sucked into them because it was right after our cable channel finally put the Disney Channel on as a regular thing, so I got to actually watch it on a regular basis, as opposed to having 2 times a year that I got a week that I could watch it.
By the time we had enough TV to watch the Disney Channel, I was probably in my late teens. And by that point, like mid to late teens, and we've said it before on the show, Shannon, the moment he turned 13, he turned 30. It was all news channels and horror films and Mr. Show with Bob and David and Tales from the Crypt. There was no room for Disney Channel. 13, 14-year-old Shannon would have looked at Disney Channel and went, ugh.
Well, there was all of that and Sailor Moon.
That actually came later. that came in like the late teens to now.
Yep.
All right, so what other Disney Channel movies weren't on there? I'm curious.
No. The Phantom of the Megaplex.
Yes! I actually, this is what got me onto the Disney Channel original movies because I was talking with someone at work and they're talking about a Disney Channel movie where it was a haunted hotel. And I was like, I remember one with a movie theater. And we could not get on the same link.
The haunted one was just Tower of Terror.
Yeah, it was.
There's actually a ride at Disney World based on it.
It's changed it now. Now it's Guardians of the Galaxy.
But didn't they also make
I was about to say bullshit, but then no, that's okay.
Or at least the one in California has been changed to Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's Disneyland. That's fine.
I don't know about Florida's.
I'm going to let you finish. But didn't Tower of Terror also have a very famous movie?
Yes, it did.
Starring?
No, I don't remember.
Eddie Murphy.
Really?
It was, I hope I'm right.
I clearly have not seen that movie.
You're looking at me like I'm stupid.
Well, I'm trying to figure out where you're going with this. But my conversation...
I'm absolutely going nowhere. I'm just saying Eddie Murphy started a movie based on the Tower of Terror, and that movie was called The Tower of Terror.
Okay.
No, it was The Haunted Mansion.
Okay, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Because, Eddie Murphy was in the Haunted... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because this was during... And I really am going to let you finish. Last thing. This was during that time period where Disney made Pirates of the Caribbean and went, oh, shit, we can make movies based on our rides and it'll sell a ton.
Yep.
Get Eddie Murphy on the line. Let's do The Haunted Mansion. Oh, it bombed horribly? Yeah. Let's just make more Pirates movies.
A fucking terrible movie.
Yeah. It was
and
bad.
And not a fun ride.
No. Well, I've never been on the ride, but the movie was definitely not a fun ride.
Uh-uh.
It was like parts of it were kind of neat. Like it's supposed to be like super scary. Now, Allie, please finish your story.
Okay. Yes.
But so I went on my break and I looked up Disney Channel Haunted Hotel and found Tower of Terror. And then I was like, there has to be one with a movie theater. I remember this too much for there not to be. So I look it up and I was like, that was it. So I go inside. I'm like, it's the Phantom at the Megaplex. He was like,
it's all coming back to me. Straight up Phantom of the Opera. They just read it with a movie theater. Because the goal was to prevent somebody from buying the movie theater and then just like
demolishing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So was the person still disfigured?
No.
No.
So it was not Phantom of the Opera.
But I mean, like, similar premise.
Yeah. Like where it was basically there was a guy like fucking with shit, making it look like it was super haunted so they wouldn't tear it down.
Right.
It was kind of like a combination of Phantom of the Opera and a Scooby Doo skit.
Kinda, yeah.
But I fucking loved it.
Yep. I really liked Disney Channel around Halloween.
Yeah.
Whenever I was young.
I mean, I like most channels around Halloween because it all gets scary.
My mom has a date with a vampire. Mom has a date with a vampire. Mm-hmm. Like, that was another Halloween one that I really, really liked.
Yeah, I really liked that one.
Couldn't watch it when it first started, though.
Was that the porn one?
No, but it was.
Jesse knows what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Didn't you watch a Disney Channel original movie and it turned out to be a porn or something?
No.
No.
What was the story?
This might be the same story. Dish Network had it incorrectly labeled as rated R.
That's what it is. Yeah. See, I thought it was rated porn.
No, it was rated R, like, incorrectly on the Disney Channel, and my mom had the parental locks on Dish Network enabled, so we couldn't watch it.
They had
gone out on date night or whatever the fuck, and left Jake and I alone.
Little Jesse just sitting there going, man.
We needed the fucking code, and this was before cell phones and shit, so we're just sitting there, like, punching in numbers. We finally figured it out. My mom's numbers have not changed.
What are those numbers?
I'm not going to say it on the air because it's still like, I'm pretty sure it is her debit card PIN number.
Jesus.
But anyway, we finally figured it out like because the way they aired those Disney Channel original movies, like it was multiple airings in one day.
Yeah.
They did it like, you know, a theatrical release, mm-hmm. like where you'd go to the movie theater and watch it. So by the time we got it unlocked, we were ready for the second showing of it. Mm-hmm. My parents came home and like we were halfway through the movie, like, wow, it was a really long one. Like, yeah, it sure is. We didn't want them to know. We knew the password.
That's funny. Network.
There's a good chance that you guys probably didn't see this one, but Twitches.
Yes.
That was on the list, but it was later. Yep. Yeah.
Twitches, because I was explaining my coworker, because I was like, did you watch Twitches? And he was like, no. I was like, it's basically sister-sister.
But
like,
they're
exactly
witches.
Exactly sister-sister, but they're witches.
Because it's the Maori twins.
Yeah. I love the Maori twins.
Yeah, we should do a list
don't
of
they
like.
Even start it kind of similarly?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah. And the one with the Lawrence brothers was Horse Sense.
Oh,
that was one I couldn't think of.
Remember them?
Yeah.
The Maori twins, I remember them. That
and
little
their
kid
little
from,
brother Taj.
Was that was a kid from like Smart.
Smart guy.
Smart guy, yeah.
My favorite is still Alley Cat Strike, and I was so mad that like a couple Memorial Days ago when they did like the marathon of it, it was on at 3 a.m.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That one ended with the little girl spinning a bowling ball, pushing it down the lane.
And getting the 7-10 split.
Getting the 7-10 split. It was like
it was a bunch of hipster kids that liked bowling.
Yeah. And it took 5 goddamn minutes, like of actual on-screen time, for the ball to get down the lane and knock over the pins.
So my first thought is, what a bunch of dorks. And God, I'm so embarrassed that you guys watch those. But then the second thought follow up was like, what happened to your childhood? What if you could have just sat down and enjoyed things and not been such an uppity prick about it? Maybe you'd be happier now. And then I'm just mad at myself.
Aww.
It happens.
Because during that time period, I think that was the same time period, yeah, my dad showed me like Evil Dead 2. And I watched Showgirls. But I snuck it in.
Man, I still got you beat on that one. My dad like actively put Porky's in the VCR and watched it as though it were a family film with me and my two brothers.
That's awkward.
On the other side of that, when my dad originally watched Showgirls and I was in my room, and I went out to like get water or something, and he saw the door, but he was like, stay in there.
That's funny.
All right, you got me beat there. Just, dad just never started beating it during the movie.
So I'm sitting there with, wow, my door cracked. I'm like 13. I'm like watching it through the crack like, oh my God, that's Jesse. Oh, all right. That's going to do it for us tonight. Next week, we're going to do the 90s show. It'll be a lot of fun. And I will know some of those, probably all of them, I would say, because you know, 80s and 90s were my jam.
It's fair.
It's fair, yeah.
Is that your phone?
I think that was mine this time.
A gloop and a pear.
Oh, nope.
All right. All right, that's it. We'll be back on Sunday for Nerd Up. You guys have a great weekend. Later.